Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode.
Hello and welcome to another Future Proof Me mini episode.
And hi from me too. If you've not heard one of these mini episodes before, the idea is to focus on the most valuable insights and ideas from our incredible guests and focus them all on the theme of future proofing ourselves and our careers.
Absolutely it is. And today's theme and key advice is all about getting used to experiencing fear or nerves and accepting that it's completely normal for all of us to feel at times, if not often, at work.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's so important to realize that it's really normal to kind of feel uncertainty or nerves or fear when you're experiencing something you haven't done before. And let's face it, with COVID and then the acceleration towards digital, that's happening all the time right now. And it's so important not to let fear hold you back.
Indeed it is, and it's why the advice and observations of one of our earliest guests, investment banker and chair of numerous tech startups, Lindley Edwards, is so worth sharing and spotlighting today.
Yeah, it really is. Lindley is such a thoughtful and incredibly well-read person. Her ability to contextualize these very human conditions that we feel, we think is really helpful, and it helps you to take action despite feeling some fear. Here's Lindley.
All of us have fear. I don't know anyone who doesn't have fear. And if it's not what you're trying to do, it doesn't have an element of fear, it often means it's not big enough for you. And when I say that is that the fear makes you feel alive. But the fear is in the ancients, this is why I like the ancients, fear comes out of the same root of language as fear, like wayfair. Fear is your way. It's like doing the path for you. And if you look at, there are two great fears that all human beings have. One is that I will be abandoned. So life will leave me behind. I'll be left on my own or I'll be left out. And the other one is fear of overwhelm, that I'm not good enough and able enough for what is thrown at me. So we've all got those fears in operation, and I don't know anyone who doesn't. And it's like, how do you get fear to work with you? And how do you see it as a way of, you know, showing you the way?
What are the practical things that you actually do to help have fear help you and help fear show you the way? Like, what is an example?
Okay, so how you do that is you acknowledge your fear. So you're not trying to hand it over and make out it, you know, it doesn't exist. But also to say, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I just know that I can do this little bit, so I'll do that little bit, and you keep walking into it. There is a favorite book that I really like, and it's called What's in the Way is the Way. And if you walk into stuff, it normally works. And I'll give you an example. The first time I ever did a corporate transaction on my own, unfortunately, I was up against one of the most experienced corporate advisors, investment bankers in Australia. And I just looked at it and thought, I'm going to last 5 minutes before he realizes how incompetent and
inexperienced
I am. Because I'd already said to the client, you know, I'm not very experienced, and the client said, I don't mind, like, you know, I think we could do this. So I went to him and I said to him, look, this is the first corporate transaction I've ever done on my own. And so through the course of the transaction, he would say to me, Lindley, if I were you, I'd look at X, or you might want to think about Y. And also it got really hard because I was like raising some capital for him. And I nearly had all the money, but I just didn't have all of it. So then he took me out for a coffee and gave me a little pep talk and said, you know, just keep going, you'll get there. But that's my example of my fear was there, but I used the fear to help move into it. And I also didn't say that I was, you know, a fantastic corporate advisor because I wasn't.
So it sounds like you were actually quite vulnerable.
Yeah, incredibly vulnerable.
Fear makes you vulnerable. It worked for you.
Well, it's a little bit like if you play a game of tennis and the person, you're really fantastic and the other person's hopeless, are you going to play the game like that you're playing a really good play? No, you're going to encourage that person. So that is how it works in life. You know, if you're really honest and say to people, you need help, or I don't know, but this is why I think X or Y, and, you know, it opens up stuff.
What's your advice over for women from the point of view of getting confidence in yourself? Because I think sometimes there are situations that can be intimidating. I know a lot of women tend to discount their abilities. The research shows that time and again. So what's the kind of practical advice to feel that confidence, to be able to speak out?
A lot of it's fear, all right? So if you're actually in the fear and you feel it, and I remember when I used to first start, you know, when I first started to say things, my heart would be racing, but I would say it anyway. So to push through those uncomfortable barriers. And the other thing that to learn how to breathe, because if you breathe well and breathe deeply from your gut, it's really hard to be to stay stressed. But you actually you've got to learn and say, well, it's uncomfortable for me, but I'll keep going. You know, and I'm talking about someone when I was really young, when I first started working, someone would talk to me, I turned bright red. So I've come a long way from that. And a lot of it is to just push out, keep pushing out what you're comfortable with and be okay with it. And if I get it wrong, I get it wrong. You know, no big deal.
It's so true, isn't it? Fear never goes away, no matter how experienced, capable, or old you are.
Yeah, absolutely. I still feel it before speaking out in, say, important board meetings or on actually plenty of other occasions too.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. But, you know, I think it's actually liberating to realise that fear is just part of the deal of being human. And the sooner you get familiar with feeling it and then label it or call it out, as Lindley says, then the easier it is to not let fear hold you back.
Yeah, absolutely. Too right. Well, that's this mini episode done and dusted. See you next week for a how-to episode.
Can't wait. Ciao for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.